I am ready to rock.
Awesome. Well, welcome, everybody, to tonight's W Chat call. Casey Eberhart called in from Los Angeles, California, and with me tonight is a very, very special guest who I can't wait to introduce you guys to. He's absolutely fantastic. So just a couple of quick announcements for those of you that are on the line. If you are in Atlanta or Las Vegas in the next week, we should definitely connect up. I'm doing an event in Atlanta. I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that event is called the Joint Venture Summit. I'll be facilitating their mastermind on Monday, and then Tuesday I'm one of the keynote speakers. Love to have you come out and participate. So if you're in the Atlanta area, hit me up, figure out how to get a hold of me, and I'm happy to get you in on that. And then I come back, and I'm in Las Vegas next Friday, Saturday, Sunday for Beyond Business Live. A good friend of mine, Davin Michaels, it's our three-day event. We're actually taking that event to 8 cities in 6 weeks, and you can check that out at caseyspick.com. Caseyspick.com will give you all the info on how to get tickets to that. And we'd love to have you come join us in one of those cities. We're in Atlanta, Dallas, Vegas, Los Angeles, New Jersey, and I'm missing one, and I can't think of where the other one is. So my bad. So look, here's the deal, you guys. This call is designed for you. I'm going to tell you ahead of time, we're not going to sell you anything at the end of this call. I am going to tell you that you want to go check out awesomefreetool.com. And you'll be able to dial in to Eli's stuff. I should probably have cleared that with you first, Eli. But that's where you want to go, and we'll talk about how you can get on his list and you get some free goodies and so on and so forth from that. So, you guys, tonight I am super, super excited because every once in a while you come across somebody in your travels, in your past, that you kind of have similar philosophies. Sometimes you have different philosophies. Sometimes you kind of are like – you've kind of just been going out in space, and all of a sudden it clasped together, and you kind of just hit it off. And so tonight I have a relatively new friend, although I feel like we've been friends forever and ever and ever on the phone. We get on the phone, and we start talking, and pretty soon you find yourself going down tons and tons of different circles. And this is a guy who I met literally because I am on a email list of people that have podcasts that are looking for guests. So Eli and I met that way. I did his show, and the second we hung up, that it was such a good conversation. I said, you know what? I want to get you on to my call, introduce you to my folks, just because I think he's just a fantastic guy. So he is he's a marketer. He has an organization called Your Marketing University. It's sort of an online education marketplace, if you will, for marketing and networking, so on and so forth. And so I'm going to tell you guys ahead of time, we purposely did not plan any questions. I didn't give him any type of anything other than, dude, I want you to come on the show, and let's just have a cool conversation, and we'll just see where it goes. So with that, you guys, please help me welcome, although no one's going to hear each other because I know you're going to be clapping, but you're all on mute, give it up for Eli Delaney. Eli, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome, having a rock star week, and excited to be here because, you know, just like you actually told everybody, the little fun part is the fact that there is absolutely nothing planned for this, so we have no clue what's going to happen, but I do have to say that based on the conversations you and I have had before, it's definitely going to be fun.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's one of the biggest things in first, let me just say, Casey, I know you're online, and will this be recorded? Absolutely, will be recorded. I got the Zoo online; they're listening in. I got McGillicuddy, Bruce Waterman's listening in online as well. So, if you want to interact with us during the show and you have a question, go ahead and type it in that Q&A box. And those of you that don't know this, I'll tell you that the calls are all recorded. And the same link that is the webcast link is the link to the recording. Now, I will tell you that if you have those emails, the new format is going to go forward. Is this call will be up basically for another week. You'll all get an email on Friday, and so on and so forth. And then what we're going to end up doing going forward, probably in the next couple of months, is that these calls will be available for free for a week, and then they'll all go behind into a little bit of a membership site. And so we'll talk about that sort of as we get closer. But for now, just click on the webcast link, and you'll get it goes straight to the recording. So Look, here's the deal, Eli. I know that there are a gazillion business owners out there, everybody from solopreneurs, sort of the work at home folks, all the way to the multi-million dollar businesses. And one thing that I know they all have in common is they want more sales. And a lot of times more sales comes from marketing efforts, networking efforts. And frankly, I have just witnessed so much horrible crap in the marketplace, both from a marketing perspective, whether it's on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, I mean, you name it, direct mail. I mean, I get some of the most hideous direct mail pieces on the planet. Let me just ask you, as a guy that's kind of in the trenches from marketing and systems, kind of just give me a couple of minutes on sort of your state of the union, I guess, sort of as it relates to marketing. Well, that would be really easy if Eli was still on the phone. But since Eli somehow dropped off the phone, that's going to be hard for him to answer. So let me just dial him back and tell him that he is dropped. So I will give you my state of the union. Boy, all you guys that are on here for the first time, it is hysterical how I was just telling a friend that things were out of retrograde or whatever, and technology is supposed to work, and now I've got all kinds of issues. So I'm going to say that I think marketing is taking a really interesting turn right now. I'm watching more and more businesses try to focus in marketing, and what I find is that a lot of times people are not focusing on things that are actually driving marketing conversations or sales conversations or business conversations. They're a lot of times focusing in on things that are just busy work. And when I say just busy work, I mean it's really sad and frightening to me that a lot of people are focused on things that are not producing a result. And those results, we got to change. And so what we have to be able to do is really put together a plan, if you will, some things that are actually working in today's marketplace that we can focus you in on getting you set, right? Getting you actually some engaged in business conversations. So let me just text him right now. You coming back on? You know what?
Hey,
Eli,
are
you back
I'm here
with
now.
Us?
No I worries. Am. I don't no know worries. What's going on, but I'm having some weird internet issues.
No worries. So we were just I asked you to give a kind of a state of the union as it relates to marketing from your perspective, say over the last couple of months.
I think one of the things that's really changed massively, and I'm seeing this as a huge huge plus for everybody, is the fact that marketing is actually going almost backwards in what we're doing to the way it used to be. We, you know, for a long time, you know, back in the older days, we used to buy meat from Bob the Butcher, because Bob the Butcher was the guy down the street. We knew him forever. We went to school with them. Chances are your kids go to school with his kids, and, you know, you're going to buy some meat. You're going to have a barbecue this weekend, and guess what? He's going to get invited and get a whole bunch of his meat back while he eats it. And we shifted away from that as technology got bigger. We started going into the bigger corporate feel of things. And I don't know about you, Casey, but I remember back when with my web design company, when I first started, I created my website and had our about page was very corporate feeling. We had our mission statement. I had a picture of a skyrise glass building, which back then I was back in Phoenix. If anybody knows Phoenix very well, you know that there are no skyrise glass buildings there. But we had that big corporate feel, and then we all realized, man, this isn't working. And so now we're starting to shift back where people are dealing with people first. It doesn't matter how big the company is. We actually prefer to work with smaller companies and deal with somebody that we can talk to, have a conversation with. And one of the great things is we have all these wonderful tools, you know, social media, being one of them, you know, with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, where we can have that one-on-one conversation with people no matter where they are in the world, but it's still a one-on-one conversation. We're not dealing with a big faceless corporation anymore.
Well, and, you know, it's really, the other thing I think that is really interesting is how we are kind of, so many people are focusing nowadays on hitting the masses where there's a gazillion, you know, sort of a gazillion different ways to generate leads, a gazillion different ways to talk to people. And so much is trying to be sold to people through a medium where there's no actual physical conversation taking place. And I just think going forward, I think the state of marketing from my perspective, at least, is you're exactly right. It's nobody wants to do business with these big faceless companies, but we also have to figure out how to get people or attract enough people to call us or make that initial call so that they're actually having a conversation with us. To me, that's the true brilliance of marketing, right? I mean,
no,
I've got I've got Catherine Trainor listening online. She's from BigBusinessZoo.com. And, you know, one of the things that she and I talk about a lot offline is, you know, when we're on the phone with somebody, we're building those relationships, we're building those connections, we're serving them, we're adding value to them. And if we do that at the end of the conversation or whenever it's applicable, asking for a sale or asking for them to take another step is pretty easy. But it is hard to do that sort of in a faceless environment. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most definitely. And that's the great thing about it is that with the shift back to the way it used to be and going back with that handshake relationship, it makes life so much easier because what ends up happening is people see who you really are. The great thing about that is that gets rid of the charlatans because those people that are fake, that are inauthentic, and they're really trying to scam somebody, they're going to go to the wayside. Those of us, like I can pretty much guarantee everybody that's listening to this call right now, you guys are the honest people. You're the people that have a mission and have a values behind what you're doing, and you're doing this because you're passionate about it and because you want to help people. That is going to shine through, and people are going to want to do business with you. That's the best thing about it is people will come to you purely because of the fact that you will pretty much eliminate the competition just because of the fact that you're genuine. It's not like you're going out to hurt anybody. It's a matter of you just being a good person that's there to help. And guess what? The other people, they're not even going to think about anybody else. They're going to go, you know what? I know Casey because he is such a great guy. I need something he's got, so I should call him up. I mean, I know people who I've met. That back, I've known for 10 years, but when they were ready to do a website, which is what I did in my previous company, they said, well, we weren't ready before, but now we are, so I'm coming to you. And I said, okay, are you talking to anybody else? And they would say, no, absolutely not, because I know who you are, and I know that you're going to do the best job for me.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell you, you know, what's really funny is the two words that I try to bring into my own business and the people that work with me and around me, you know, we try to drive authenticity and accessibility. And it was I had the most surreal, bizarre conversation, and I don't think she's on the call, so I can tell you a little bit about it. but I had a conversation today with a promoter of one of the largest trade shows in her niche in the world. And I've spoke at this event several times, and so today we were going through kind of the evaluations from this last year and how to move forward. And it was really interesting because I would never in a bazillion years think of myself as a sales trainer. That's just not – I can do marketing. We can do strategy. We can do, you know, ninja techniques. We can do consulting, all that kind of stuff. I would have never thought of myself as a sales trainer. But she was like, look, you're so authentic. You're totally accessible. That's why people want to buy from you. Can you bottle that and teach that and train that? And it was a really interesting conversation because we talked about, I think what one of my appeals from stage is that I'm pretty authentic. I mean, what you see is what you get. I mean, those of you that know me, you know, I'm looking down the tons of you that are on the call. I know tons of you personally. I don't think anybody's going to raise their hand and go, you're a totally different dude on stage or on a call versus if I see you at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how important is that from a
–
how important is that from a messaging standpoint, though, in marketing?
That's huge, and that's what we should all strive for. And, you know, for somebody – let's just go with an example of somebody who's just starting out. You know, don't go with all the fluff of, you know, you have to put on a different hat
in order to grow your business, be yourself, be authentic, and be available for people, and just basically be a person who's adding value. Just doing that, being there to help somebody, is what makes the difference. I mean, I've had times where people have come and bought my stuff purely because I gave them referrals and gave them advice on something that had absolutely nothing to do with my stuff, that I was there for them when they needed help, and I happened to have a solution that could help them out, which wasn't mine, but it was something I could just help them with just to be a nice guy. And when it came for them to make a buying decision related to my style of products, then they said, well, let's talk to Eli, plain and simple. And that's what you want, and that's what we all strive for, because when you do it that way, it makes life so much easier, because you're not that pushy salesperson. All you are is a person that's helping somebody, and that's a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. You and I were talking about this on your show a little bit, is that, you know, for me, one of the challenges is that I'm not a guy that's accessible all that often by somebody just picking up the phone and calling me. That's like the hardest way to get a hold of me, only because my stupid phone does not stop ringing throughout the day. If you're around me, you know what I'm talking about. So I literally had Catherine set up a site, connectwithkc.com. Right? And anybody, so now when I do a radio show, when somebody calls me or they email and say, hey, can we sit down and talk? Or hey, can we have a conversation? Or hey, can I pick your brain? Or if you want to have a conversation with me, now I just say, go to connectwithkc.com, put your name and email address in there, click the word book it, and go pick a time on the calendar that works. And that way I can provide a better focused conversation. I mean, and that, you know, yeah, I know you were making fun of me because I don't even literally have a picture on that site. It's literally like so bare bones basic. Just because I would rather have it, and it works fantastic. You know, I mean, I think it really gives people an opportunity to pick a time that works for them. And so I've just realized from a marketing perspective, I have to meet those customers, those clients, where they are when they're ready to buy.
Right, and that is, and yeah, I was picking on you a little bit because you don't have a picture on there, and that was purely in fun, but I mean,
I'm just not
true.
That pretty.
It works. Well, I wasn't going to say anything about that one, but you know.
Yeah, exactly,
those are the things that work, and that's the key thing, is that you made yourself more accessible, and, you know, there is a point where, you know, somebody like you or I that we're just crazy busy all the time, of course, there's a point where we have to, you know, have some kind of ground rules as to how somebody can get a hold of us. Because I do remember years ago, I gave out my cell phone to everybody, and what ended up happening was people were calling me as late as midnight, asking me just crazy questions all the time. So a lot of things that had absolutely nothing to do with me, and I had no life at that point. So I had to kind of back it off a little bit. But I have something very similar for my own scheduling process, kind of similar to what you've got, that the whole point behind it is, yes, I am available, but, you know, we got to set a little bit of guidelines. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, because I know somebody's going to be sitting there going, well, I couldn't do that because then I'd never get any work done. But what you've done is you created a great outlet for people to connect with you and to actually have a real conversation with you, to get to know you as a person and still have, you know, still have a little bit of your own life together, you know. So that it works beautiful. And that's a perfect example of building the relationship first. You're not getting on the phone call to start doing a sales pitch. You're getting on the phone call just to say, hey, how are you and what can I do to help you?
Absolutely. And, you know, with that site, one of the things, and I'd like to kind of go down this road so I make sure that we get some serious, like, nuggets in here. You know, my directive with that site was, I don't need it to be pretty. I don't give a crap about it being pretty. I need it to be functional. And one of the things I realized as a marketer, or as a guy that's out there trying new things and kind of pushing the envelope, is I've got to do production over perfection. And what I really mean by that from a marketing perspective is, you guys, that it's better to try something and have it totally fail or fall than to try to put the whole thing up and make it all super pretty. I mean, yesterday or the day before was the very first day I have ever tried to do a sponsored ad on Facebook. Right? Well, I spent a whopping $5, right? I spent a whopping $5 on having some post sponsored, And I wrote the little description. Well, it got 8 clicks. So I kind of went, okay, well, that's, you know, I don't know whether that's good or bad. Nobody bought the thing I was looking for, but it gave me a chance to try some for $5, you guys. It was not a big deal. So, I mean, the first thing I would say is go try some stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So, Eli, let me ask you a couple of questions. If some of you kind of wants to try some new things, give us some kind of ninja cool things that somebody can try for either not a lot of money, not a lot of time, at least that they can start to test.
Well, and the great thing is that everything that I do teach is designed around those simple things that don't cost a lot of time or money. But here's something that I would highly, highly recommend. We all network to some extent. So think about what is your purpose of going to an event, whether it's a chamber mixer, a B&I group, conference, whatever it is. If you're going to network with people, stop and spend some time, spend 10 minutes planning out what is your purpose for being there, why do you want to be there, and write it out. What are you looking for? And plan it before you show up. And this isn't revolutionary. This isn't like super, super cool stuff. But this is the stuff that works. And that's the thing that's so cool about it is you just sit down and walk into the room with the intent of what you're looking for. Now, for me, I walk into a room and I'm looking for one person that I could potentially partner up with or do some cross promotions with. That's my goal of walking into a room. Everything else is pretty much icing on the cake in my eyes. And so I plan that ahead of time, say, okay, if this is what I'm looking for, it's a whole lot easier for me to find that because, again, I know what I'm looking for. You know, part of your brain is the reticular activating system, and basically the part of the brain that creates top-of-mind awareness. Well, if you know what you're looking for, it's a whole lot easier to find it. When you don't know what you're looking for, it's almost impossible. And so just get out a piece of paper and write out, okay, I'm going to this event. This is what I want to do. And then here's the next step, and this is the critical thing, is that you have to follow up with them the next day. Just go on, you know, shoot them a quick email saying, hey, it was great meeting you at XYZ event. I would love to get together for a cup of coffee with you. What does your week look like next week? That's the entire email, nothing else. And then connect with them in the social media world. Figure out, are they on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+? Go just connect with them and check out a couple of their comments. Get to know them a little bit. I mean, we're not talking about anything that's overly complicated. This is actually really easy stuff. It doesn't cost you anything more, but it takes you, you know, 10, 15 minutes. But you can easily double or triple your results just by having a plan before you actually get out there.
Yeah, and, you know, for those of you that have heard me yammer on and talk about networking and, you know, and who to talk to and what to say, I mean, I do agree that going into it with a plan is great. I happen to really go after the people that I want to get to know at any event, you guys. If you're looking for who to talk to, I mean, we can certainly have that conversation. But the reality is for me, I have one very specific thing that I look for at every event. I want to get to know the most influential person in the room. And that person is not very hard to figure out. And in fact, most of the time, the person that I really look forward to and getting to know is the promoter of the event or the organizer of the event. And that's primarily for a very simple reason. I don't want to waste my time going around bumping into every single person at an event. I want to find the person that knows everybody in the event.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to look at it, too, because that's one of the things is look for the connectors. And that's one of the categories of people that you'll find is that the connectors are the people that know all the other people in the room. They're the ones that can introduce you to the person that might be the best connection with you for whether it be a client, whether it be a referral partner or whatever. That person knows everybody. One of the things that I love to do is we actually ran events in Phoenix for a while, and I would sit at the beginning, at the front of the room, and as people walked in the door, I would sit, pull them aside, get to know them, just, you know, spend 2 or 3 minutes just getting to know them and their business, and then I would walk them over to the person in the room that I felt was going to make the biggest impact in their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we live in a world right now where it is so easy to make somebody feel unbelievably special. Like, it's crazy to me. Let's just break this down to the simplistic bare bones basic. If you don't want to consider yourself a marketing guru and you don't want to lead yourself to guru status, I'll tell you what. Even if you just went to a networking event or a speaker's event or whatever, and you gathered a couple of names, and then you just went back and connected with them on social media, and then publicly put on social media how awesome they are, people eat that stuff up. It drives me crazy that people are like, I don't know, it's like they're so worried about making sure that I see their half-eaten donut or that I see their quote. And it's like, man, when I get off the phone, I want that person to feel as special as possible. I'm sending them a thank you card for talking to me. I'm getting on their Facebook page and I'm giving them a hey, that's awesome. Love to help you, whatever I can do. And you know, if you guys can just from a marketing perspective figure out how to add content and value to your network, the thing grows like a weed. I promise you.
Oh, definitely. And one of the cool things about it too is that it's not that hard. We're not talking complicated stuff here. You know, you asked me a minute ago to give you one ninja trick, and I'm going to share one with you. And you and I talked about this a little bit on my podcast. But here is one of the coolest things that has been a huge impact, and so many people don't even know it exists. If you have the Facebook messaging app on your phone, which a lot of people do, if you've got an Android or an iPhone, there's a cool little feature that so many people don't know about, and it's when you go to send a message to somebody, there's an attachment. Click on the little attachment button, you're going to see record audio. You push that button, it's going to have a little button, you hold the button, you record a message right there saying, hey, how's it going, or it was great meeting you at, or something like that, and then you hit send. It's actually massively easier than it sounds like when I just explained it to you. I mean, this is so, so easy. And you can sit down. I do this now where I'll send people birthday wishes, and I just send them a quick message, and I'll do it if I'm sitting in the car waiting for a meeting with somebody. So it's 5 minutes of dead time that I'm not doing anything important. Now I've turned that into time that's really important, and people love it because most people don't even realize it exists. And so now they get a personalized one-on-one audio message from you because you stopped and said, hey, thank you, or maybe you wish them a happy birthday, or something like that. It's like it stands out so much they will never forget it. I cannot count the number of people who come back to me and said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you did that. How did you do that? Because they're so excited about it.
Yeah, I love that. I'm gonna absolutely try that. I mean, you know, we do a lot of I consider it a lot of goofy stuff. But you know, we do things in our office like we mail articles out of magazines to the network. We get on the phone and talk to the network. We you know, Bruce Waterman's on the line from Exposure Biz. He has a great emailing program where you can do a video email. So every time he talks to somebody, he does a quick video to them and sends it out. If you're doing like bid proposals, I can tell you hands down that our close rate when we would just record a video on YouTube, frankly, I put it up as a Google Hangout. I'd say, hey, Eli, this is Case. Just want to say thank you so much for being on the call. You know, below is the link to the proposal, blah, 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 blah. Just hoping you're having a great day. And make the video private, send them the link, and bam. How cool is that somebody takes that time out? Bruce uses video email all the time where an email is actually put right inside the video or right inside the email. It's awesome, and it's funny. I think we're going full circle, right? It used to be a handshake. Then we went to complete computer automation, and now we're coming swinging back around where we might be able to generate the leads online, but the reality is it's getting harder and harder to engage those folks in a good one-on-one conversation without picking up a dang telephone. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, and so let's talk about YouTube a minute. Do you use YouTube?
I do some, not as much as I should, not a whole lot. And it's just, it's purely because I've got so many things going in so many different directions that it's just one piece that I haven't fully embraced. But I do know how powerful it is. It's extremely powerful. One of the things that I do actually love about it, which isn't directly YouTube but ends up being YouTube, is Google Hangouts. I've actually really gotten to love those. They're a lot of fun. It's a great way to take things to the next level as far as a connection, a face-to-face connection with people. You know, using, you know, for a long time we've used Skype for stuff like that. But now you can actually have groups and you can see each other's faces. And that, again, takes us back to kind of what's turned into the theme of this call is that face-to-face connection, even if that person happens to be halfway across the world.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about how do we even, you know, I know that we're talking about, hey, once you get them on the phone, let's have a great conversation, build relationships, blah, 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 blah. That's all lovely, and we all understand how awesome and important that is. How do we give us, let's talk about some ways to get somebody or invite somebody or attract somebody to the point where we're actually engaging them in an online conversation or some type of face-to-face conversation, whether that's Skype, Google Hangout, on the phone, in person. What are some things that you find very effective to be able to do its job in terms of attracting those conversations?
Okay. A couple of things that I do is I will actually look at people that are in my space that might be a good referral partner or somebody that I see as a person of influence. And the very first thing to do, share their stuff, comment on what they have. You know, I've got somebody that I just talked to a couple days ago by the name of Chris Ducker, and he's into the virtual outsourcing stuff, kind of like Davin is. Matter of fact, I've known Davin for several years. And Chris is kind of in the same space. And I've followed his stuff for years. I listened to his podcast. I think he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun, very, very funny. And he posts some really cool stuff. Well, I go through and I comment on it or I like it. And I just share little things, basically. So I raise a bit of attention. And then I reach out to him and just send him a message saying, hey, I would really like to chat with you for a couple minutes. Would you be willing to do a virtual coffee? You know, something to that effect. One of the things he just recently did was he actually did a Google Hangout, and I made sure that I showed up early, and he was doing it to be there to answer questions, so he actually allowed a bunch of us to have our video and talk to him live in this situation. I showed up early to make sure I was one of the 10 people that could get into that video side. So now I stood out just one more thing, and all I did was I got on there, I said, hey, you know, Chris, I followed your stuff for years. I really appreciate it. You're an awesome guy. Thank you so much for doing this. Can't wait to see the book when it comes out because he's got a new book coming out in another month. And, you know, by the way, here's the question that I had. And it was a very simple question, not something complicated that that was going to take a lot of time. But it just made that one extra step of reaching out, building a connection. And the funny thing is that a lot of times we think that especially people that are somewhat celebrities are inaccessible, and actually it's just the opposite. They are actually a lot more accessible than we realize most of the time. You know, one of my friends is Larry Wingate. He's the author of Shut Up, Stop Whining, and Get a Life, and a bunch of other books that are all New York Times bestsellers. He's a big, well-known guy, but I actually just started paying attention to him. He had a book signing in Phoenix. I went out to it, hung out with him, said hi, got to visit with him a little bit, and over time we've ended up becoming friends. He's been on my show. I've been to events with him. He's helped me out with a couple of things, and it's been really helpful because all I did was just show respect and just reach out to him and said, hey, would you be willing to help me out with this? And he said, yeah, no problem. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk's the same way. I don't know him all that well, but I know him well enough that when he sees me, he recognizes me because I share his stuff. I just reach out, say hi, you know, send him a little message every once in a while, says, hey, just thinking about, you know, how everything's going with the book. Congratulations, because he just released a new book too. You know, by the way, I just wrote a review on the book last week. Hopefully it helps you out. You know, just little things like that. And those things make a big difference. And you can spend literally 2 minutes of your time to do them, and you'll get tons of results from it.
Yeah, it's funny. So I know Gary Vee as well. It's funny. Catherine knows what a huge Gary Vee fan I am. And it all comes from I play on Twitter, and Gary's a huge Twitter user, and so we can get into these. I mean, we've gone into some hilarious, long-winded conversations all via Twitter. And then when I actually met him, well, we've met several times, but this last time when I saw him, I said, you know, my Twitter name's Double Your Check. And he's like, oh, my gosh. And it was an immediately instant connection. He knew exactly who I was just because of the interaction. I mean, look, you guys, here's the deal. We're not telling you anything that's massively revolutionary here. But look, let me just ask you guys this. Think about this. How many times when you go to your – just on Facebook, when you go to Facebook and it says 19 people like this, how often do you hover over it so you can see who's actually liking your stuff, right? Almost everybody does that, right? However, I can tell you that for me, there is not a single – like there's not a single – post that I put on Facebook that if in that right-hand side of the post it shows that somebody shares it, that I don't click on it, see who shared it, and 9 out of 10 times I'm actually going to comment on their share thanking them for sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
Valentino out of New York literally comments on everything I do, shares everything I do. He's awesome, right? And the best part is that when he's on my calls, I get to call him out and say hi and how's it going. He earns that push in a call where there's hundreds of people on the call because he takes 2 seconds to hit the stupid share button. You know, I mean, he's the first one. I know that Valentino, within seconds of me posting the Double Your Check call, he's posting that to his Facebook page. So that's one way you guys can do this that makes it super easy is literally just go share people that you like stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting for good
things to do.
It's huge. I mean, you know, when you listen to a call like this, right? If today you get something out of the call and you think this is a great call, go to Eli's Facebook page and write him a note. Say, hey, dude, I heard you on Casey's call. That was an awesome call. Good job. Fantastic. Whatever. He'll listen. That's how this whole thing gets going. The other thing I do on Facebook, you guys, is I try my hardest to do as much business plain in front of people on Facebook as I possibly can. And what I mean by that is I'll give you a great example. I have a friend of mine who sells Arbonne, and I happen to love their shave cream. Like, I would just never put any other shaving cream on my face outside of the Arbonne shave gel. So instead of trying to just call her privately or send her an email and say, I need it, I literally go on Facebook and tag Deanna Pepe in Facebook and say, hey, please ship me another Arbonne shave gel plus the invoice. Shows up at my house. I pay the invoice. We don't even need to talk. She knows that I'm out promoting her. It's so easy to do, you guys. It's thank people publicly. You know, Helen Brahms, I don't know if she's on the call tonight or not, but Helen Brahms is helping my mom put together a cruise, right? The fact that I get to go on, I can go on Facebook. I'm going to do it right now. I'll just say, hey, Helen, thanks so much for helping my mom take care of her cruise. How does that make Helen feel, and does she have a higher likelihood of wanting to engage me in a conversation or not?
Yeah, those are the kind of things that are, I mean, they're just brain dead easy. And that's, you know, everything that I teach is based around simple things where marketing does not have to be complicated or scary. Marketing is about building relationships. That's really all it is. And, you know, doing things like that. I mean, I see a couple of comments. You know, Scott Lindstrom has commented on a couple of things in here. He's already sent me a private message. Catherine Trainer has also commented on a couple of things. And as, you know, as you're talking, I'm sitting here replying back to them and sending them messages saying, hey
you're
so
supposed to be paying attention.
I am paying attention. I can multitask
joking.
To a small degree. But, you know, these are the things that we do. You know, these are, and they take just a second, just a quick thank you. You know, and one of the things I'd really like to dig into for just a second is the ease of connecting with people that you don't know. You know, we're growing up, we're taught not to talk to strangers. If you're going to be in business, you want to talk to as many strangers as you can, because you never know where the next great relationship is going to be. And it doesn't have to be business, but you look at it from just a business standpoint, you never know what's going to happen or who's going to happen to walk into a room or be sitting next to you at Starbucks. I mean, I've actually been to coffee shops. Matter of fact, that last July, I was back home visiting with some family in Boise, and I had a meeting set up at one of the local coffee shops. I was sitting there hanging out, and afterwards, I managed to see a couple of guys that were at the table next to me, and they overheard their talking, and they're web designers. Well, I have a web design background. My previous company was a web and graphic design company. So I just started talking to them and struck up a conversation. And, you know, after about 10 minutes, they wanted to know more about what I do, and I explained it to them, and they said, "Ooh, this is really good. We could tell our clients about this." So they signed up as affiliates. And then the guy that actually owned the company was one of them, and he said, "I really think that my staff should have this too." And he ended up buying one of my programs right there, purely because I just struck up a conversation with him. You know, it's just starting a basic conversation can make a world of difference to your world and your business and how you run it, just by talking to people and having a fun conversation.
Well, I kind of think that, you know, connecting is marketing and marketing is connecting.
I totally agree.
You know, it's so interesting because we as marketers, we sometimes get into this whole vortex of, oh, you know, my list is 8,760,000 people or, you know, mm-hmm. and then people will sit in the audience and they'll go, "Oh, I can never do that," and they clam up and they close down. And it's like, look, you know, the one of the things that we do with new clients is when we talk to them about our products and services, my sort of viewpoint is the three or four people that are going to come pick your ass up out of jail when you get into trouble better be able to tell me what you do for a living. I don't care whether they buy or whether they're a customer, but when I call them on the phone, they better be able to tell me what you do. And if what you do, your three, you know, get your ass out of jail calls don't know what you do, then we need to go back and do some connecting and re-education of those folks.
Right. No, I love that. And it is so true. You know, you've got to build – people have to know what you do. But it's not about, you know, I want to kind of bring up the fact that they do need to know what you do and what your business is and all that kind of great stuff, because we are in business to make a profit. Every one of us on this call, if you're in business, you are here to make a profit. You're here to add value to the world and be able to pay your bills at the same time. But it's not about pitch, pitch, pitch. And I find a couple of people that they take that the wrong way from a standpoint of they think that because they're at a business event that they should be it should be okay for them to just start talking about how awesome their product is. And I remember years ago there was a girl that was in network marketing that it did not matter what the conversation was, she always found a way to turn it back into her product. And it just amazed me how it got to the point where I just couldn't have a conversation with her, because it was always about how her product would help fix that, whatever that was. I mean, it didn't matter if, you know, I had a broken taillight. They would still figure out how to integrate that into her health and beauty products. I mean, it was just weird. And it just got to the point where I couldn't even have a conversation with her anymore. And we have to be careful about that. It's about how are you adding value and how are you having a good conversation while still letting people know what you do.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's interesting. People have heard me on this call. I mean, I say it at nauseam. When I go to a networking event, I don't take business cards. I don't ever try to sell anything. In fact, I actually, one of my goals when I go to a networking event is I try not to say what I do for a living. And mm-hmm. The reason I do that is because it's an over exaggerated approach to the person that has commission breath, which is exactly what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah.
So when I go to a networking event, I'm very aware that nobody's there to buy anything. You don't go to a networking event with your checkbook or your credit card in your front pocket because you don't want to have any resistance even coming out of your wallet. Most of the time, you go to a networking event, you know that you're going to have people just come up and breathe their commission breath all over you. So it's like, I'll go position myself as a buyer. You say that, all of a sudden, you're the most popular person in the room. And I really look at as a networking event as an audition process. And I come from the Hollywood set, so, you know, forgive me, you guys, for using a little bit of Hollywood on you, but we are just coming off the Oscars. So go Spike Jones for her. Woo! So I think it's interesting that you can go to a networking event and put people through an audition process. I literally audition people whether or not I want to further a conversation with them based on how they engage me in a conversation at any event, whether it's on an airplane, in an airport, at a coffee shop, at a networking event, so on and so forth. But I really feel that the more people that we can connect with based on marketing, the better off we're going to be.
I couldn't agree more with that. And it's great because you take a totally different stance on it is you're there to audition them to buy their stuff first, which that actually does change the focus of it. I'm going to have to call you out on one thing that I disagree with you on, though. I think
awesome. Let's go. I love it.
Okay. I know you were expecting something along this call, and you just said the one thing I have to call you out on. I think everybody listening to this call, you should always carry business cards with you. Okay.
Yeah, I totally disagree. Let's talk about it because I 100% disagree. So let's clash, baby. Tell me why.
So here's it's a,
you guys. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. If you're listening and you're on Facebook, then I want the conversation to happen on Facebook as well. So go, Eli. Make a case.
Okay. Here's my case for business cards. Is that if I want to do business with you, if I say, okay, that sounds interesting, can I have your card? And you say no, there's two things that happen there. Number one is, to me, I see that as less professional because a professional business person carries business cards. That's an age-old thing. So part of that is that subconscious habit that's put into our brain. The second thing is that I know that 95% of the people, if not more, never follow up. I know that from experience because I teach follow-up processes. So I teach people how to follow it more effectively because I know so many of them suck at it. And so I know that if I say, do you have a card, and you don't, but can I have your card, and I give them one of my cards, I can expect that 5 out of 100 will actually do something. The other 95, I'll never hear from them again. And so that is a personal thing that drives me nuts, because if I go to talk to somebody and I want to follow up with them and I want to continue that relationship, you're impeding me by not having a business card. Okay?
Okay.
So I've found that I've had people that I wanted to do business with, and I never did because they never called me and never emailed me anything because I didn't have a way to contact them when I wanted to give them money.
Okay. I can buy that.
Yeah. And I'm not saying don't do the whole
You don't get to defend yet. Let me make my case. Okay, so you guys, here's why I don't take business cards. I don't take business cards to an event for a couple of reasons. One, as somebody who is positioned in the marketplace, as somebody who is of value to that network, I want to be in complete control of the information. So I know that if I go to a networking event and I hand out 10 business cards or 5 business cards or whatever, again, I'm going to agree with Eli on this, no one's going to follow up. However, what they're going to do is they're going to put me on their email list and they're going to send me all their crap. And now it's gotten to a point where my inbox is now cluttered. However, as a marketer, if I want to talk to somebody after an event, then I want to be able to be in control of the information, and I want to take their business card so that I know I can follow up. And frankly, as a marketer, I want to be able to put them on my list and sell them my stuff. And here is to me why I find that to be so important, is that if we are marketing and we're in marketer and we are auditioning people to work with us and we are picky and choosy about who we're working with and who we're spending our time with, the last thing I want to do is have somebody put me in an awkward position of saying, can I have a business card? And me saying, I don't want to give you a business card because I have no interest in talking to you ever again. And then the next person say, can I have a business card? And it is somebody I want to talk to. And then I give them a business card. It positions me as an a-hole. So I actually like what Bruce Waterman does. You know, Bruce shows up at a networking event with an iPad, and if he wants to talk to you or whatever, he's like, hey, great, let's connect. I'll make sure I follow up with you. Fill out this form right here on my iPad. He's adding to his list. He's being able to connect with the people. Now he's in control. I would challenge you, Eli, to say that you wanting to do business with somebody that with not a business card, if you were really wanting to do business with them, you would figure out how to get a hold of them. And I think this the challenge is that we have too many people run around handing out a bunch of business cards and then set themselves up for useless phone calls, useless meetings, useless coffees, and a crap ton of sales emails.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand where you're coming from because I am there. I see it all the time. I get added to people's newsletters. And quite honestly, if somebody adds me to a generic newsletter, I spam them, plain and simple, because that is not what it's for. And that's something that I will advocate for every one of you that's listening to this. When you meet with somebody, do not add them to your newsletter. You can put them in a list and you can send them emails to touch base with them to build it to the point where they say they want your other stuff. But adding somebody to your generic newsletter is a kiss of death. So I do understand your point on that. The other side, though, is I've actually had people that I had one guy that I wanted to connect with, and I thought we would have been a great potential to be able to work together. And I asked him for a business card, and he said, I don't do business cards, but you can find me on Google. I'm pretty easy to find. Well, guess what? I had a big, busy day in front of me. And by the end of the day, I forgot what his name was. So I couldn't follow up with him. If I had his business card in my pocket, I could have had that refresher because unfortunately I'm one of those people that I have a lot of great information. I have years and years of great marketing knowledge because I study this stuff all the time. But at the same time, chances are about 3 to 4 minutes after I meet you, I'm probably going to forget your name. It's a personal problem of mine. I probably should take a course on memory retention better, but it's just a fact of life. What I have found is that if I see somebody's name, so I see it on their name badge, or they hand me a business card, I'm more likely to remember it. And I do know that if I see your face, I see your business card, when I get home, pull that business card out of my pocket, I'm like, oh, he's who I wanted to talk to. I mean, I had one guy that, quite honestly, I knew him for years, like probably 3 years before I actually could remember what his name was. Because I just, for some reason, something didn't click right in my brain. It happens. Some of us just have those, you know, a little bit of snaps as shorts. And if he had given me a business card, I would have been able to build that relationship much, much faster. And we ended up building a relationship and had it a really great relationship down the road, but it took that long for it to happen because I couldn't follow up with him because he never gave me his information to be able to do that. So that's my thought process on it.
No, I get the thought process. It's you know, and you guys, this is great. I mean, it's just two different philosophies, right? I mean, for me, I'm just to a point, frankly, when I go to an event, I am pretty selective of who I want to talk to, and I just find it's easier for me to get their information and contact and follow up with them than me relying on them to try to do that. And it sets it up to where I'm in control of the flow of information. And that comes out of, frankly, what that comes out of is going down a road, going to events, giving my business card out to a ton of people, then everybody wants to call and go to have coffee or go to lunch, and then it's all about doing those things that aren't really adding value or content to somebody. You're just wasting time. You're just wasting time going around from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, and you're not engaging in good, powerful sales conversations. And by not engaging in good, powerful sales conversations, you're not making any money. And then you say, well, I don't know why I'm not making any money. And I open up your calendar and you go, well, you've got 30 appointments booked. Why are, you know, you sell – you know, you sell informational products to internet marketers and you've got 30 appointments with your local insurance agent. And I just always think that comes down to an unnecessary exchange of business cards.
Right. And I totally understand that. And I look at it just a little bit differently from when it comes to scheduling those appointments. I'll have shorter appointments. I have my calendar that's kind of similar to what you've got set up, but I do have it even limited on certain days. So those kind of meetings actually end up on a phone call type conversation. That way I'm not going to just say, no, I don't have time, but I am going to say, okay, I do have limited time. I'm a busy guy just like you are. Go here and see if, you know, maybe we can pick a 15-minute slot to talk real quick. And that way I'm not shutting them down completely, because one thing I have found is that from my experience, I found that some of those people that may seem like the annoying pest at first actually turn around and can become your biggest advocate. And I've had that happen a few times.
Yeah, I get it. I I've had guys where we've gotten screaming matches, so this has been a fun clash. I just want to be able to connect with the people I want to connect with, and I just find that if I go into an environment, if I'm in control, then I get to filter out the people that may, you know, somewhere down the road, maybe I lose a $97 sale or a $500 sale, but it's the 1,000 of those that I have to sit through versus the one that's actually going to buy that then becomes a problem. You know what I mean?
Right. And I totally get that. And that's one thing, you know, from what I'd like to share with everybody, for everybody listening here, go with what works best for you. There is no right or wrong on this. You know, this is something we're both very passionate about. And from my standpoint, I look at it at how much business people have lost that I've wanted to give them without having those business cards. But I totally understand where Casey's coming from as well, because nothing drives me more nuts than somebody wasting my time by, you know, wanting to have a face-to-face meeting with me. And I've had this happen, which this is another pitfall I highly recommend everybody be careful not to do. Don't sit down and say, I would love to have coffee with you and get to know more about you and your business. And then when you sit down to start the meeting, pull out a flip chart to talk about your products, because I've actually literally had that happen to me. And it was the biggest turnoff in the world. So,
I have a great story like that. I actually think this is the last time I carried business cards. Now that I think about it, I had a guy at a networking event take my business card and go, "Oh, I really want to sit down and get to know you and your business, see how I can help, and blah 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 blah." And he sold life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I will never forget this. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm friends with the people that own M Street Coffee here in the Valley. Let's go sit down and meet with them. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we get together for coffee, and I show up, and he is already prepared. And this dude is so prepared. He's got his flip chart down. He's got a clipboard with an application with my information printed on it. He's like commandeered a corner of this coffee shop. And I walk in, and he doesn't have a coffee. And I walk in, and now he's clearly trying to sell me life insurance. And I said, "Oh, I'm going to go get a coffee. You know, give me a second." Didn't offer to pay for my coffee. Didn't ask her to get up. Was like, "Okay, go." And I sit down, and he literally, before I even sit down, not a hello, how are you, hi, or whatever, starts in on talking about his life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I actually remember sitting there going, I am so out of here. This is not ridiculous. And so I literally, in the middle of it, I just went, dude, you know what? I said, I got to be frank with you. I'm not only am I not buying your life insurance. Oh, that was even it. I remember this. Is he brought his boss with him to try to sell me life insurance? And I said, you guys, I want you to listen to me right now. I said, first off, I did not come here to buy life insurance. Second of all, I did not know you were bringing your boss with you. Third of all, if you are going to try to sell me life insurance, one of the first things you could do is at least offer to buy me a coffee. So I'm out of here. And I got up and I walked out, and they just sat there with their mouths dropped. And I was like, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. It was
yeah.
Oh, I just got re-fired up.
Well, and that's where, and that was, and it kind of brings us around to everything we've been talking about tonight. You said something earlier about somebody talking to you about packaging at your training as sales training. This is what we're talking about today. This is sales training, guys, for everybody listening here. This is the stuff you've got to be careful of. You've got to look at your business and how you present your business a whole lot different, because if you're in it for the, hey, how can I sell you my stuff today, there you're in it for the wrong question, you know, or the wrong reasons. And one of the things that I always like to, I have one thing that I really go through is, like, when I wake up every morning, I ask the question, who am I going to help today? And that is a critical piece to me waking up every single day. And if you think about it, that is, who am I going to help today? Not, who am I going to sell my stuff to today? They are two very, very different questions. And if you think of it
Absolutely.
Like that and you treat it that way, you will see yourself go so much further, so much faster, purely because you're there adding value first.
Yep. Absolutely. And so with that, you guys, we're going to add a little value to your life today by having you head over to awesomefreetool.com. If you go to awesomefreetool.com, what you're going to see there is the
marketing roadmap, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell us about it.
All right. So this is the marketing roadmap, the Small Business Marketing Roadmap Report. And as I said earlier, I'm a really big
This is the video series.
Yes, it's a video series and a report. Both of them go together. It's free training that I'd like to give away to share or, you know, give you some stuff on how you can think differently about your marketing, because marketing tends to be that shiny object syndrome. A lot of people think it's overwhelming, confusing, and this is how to think properly about it before you actually spend any time or any money on anything you do. These are the foundations. These are the pieces that if you're going to start using, you know, full use Facebook as an example, because it's always a hot one. If you're going to use Facebook to market your business and you just jump in there and start promoting like crazy, people are going to get turned off by it. I know somebody here that does that, and it drives me nuts. But if you stop and actually have a foundation, a system behind what you do, and a thought process before you take action, you are going to get so more clear on what needs to happen. You're going to figure out what things you should and should not be doing. You're going to find some marketing tactics that may be the shiny, great thing, but you may realize, it's just not the right place for me to begin with. And so that's what the roadmap report is about. The video series is about that. I've got my marketing triad on there. That goes into a lot of detail with the marketing triad, which is something I put together several years ago, and it's kind of one of my foundations of really thinking about marketing differently, and where you can keep control of what's going on. You can understand it much easier. You can get a whole lot more done with a whole lot less effort, and that's what we really like to be able to do for you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, hey, you guys, go check out awesomefreetool.com. As always, if you do want to connect with me, it's very simple. Just go to connectwithkc.com. You can put your info in there. Go pick a time that works for you. If there's anything I can do to help you in your business, don't hesitate to reach out. If you'd like to get a hold of Eli directly, he's all over Facebook, obviously. You can also contact me, and I'll put you in touch with him privately as well. For both of us, if you have an organization, association, or team that you think either of us would be a good fit for having a conversation and speaking in front of, whether it's a meetup group, a chamber, a group of sales organizations or associations, so on and so forth, please don't hesitate to reach out. I can either get you in touch with Eli. If it's with me, you just connect with me, and I'm happy to do that as well. So, awesome. Eli, thank you so very much for joining us on the call. I always love talking to you. It's a great conversation. I love that we went down a business card road, which is hysterical because I love having that debate. So, you guys, go check out.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. And I'll send out an email with a link to the podcast for Eli as well on the replay, on the recap that comes out on Friday, you guys. It's a great podcast. I don't think mine's live yet. So I'll do this. I'll send it out when it goes live. But you guys, I understand that you have a gazillion things that you could be doing, and instead of doing all of those, you chose to be here tonight, and I thank you so much for doing that. I hope your check thanks you for doing that, your business thanks you for doing that, and your brain thanks you for doing that. So with that, you guys, have an absolutely amazing